jubilation among the supporters of Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif after he was granted bail on health grounds by the Supreme Court. Sharif's lawyers approached the Supreme Court with a request that the former Prime Minister was facing multiple health issues, including a heart disease, and hence he should be released on bail for treatment.
The suspension of sentence has been granted only for 6 weeks, as they have prayed to the court for that he may be released for the 8 weeks for treatment. This is the purely on humanitarian ground.
The court accepted the request but attached certain conditions. Although the Supreme Court ordered the release of three-time former Prime Minister from jail, Nawaz Sharif is not allowed to travel abroad. He can seek medical assistance of his choice only in Pakistan. Sharif's party has welcomed the court ruling.
Today our stance has been vindicated. We have been saying all along that the former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is facing serious health issues, but the government never took that seriously.
The government, which is headed by Sharif's political rival Imran Khan, said it respects the court verdict but raised questions about the genuineness of former Prime Minister's illness.
Nawaz Sharif's narrative has been exposed fully. He does not suffer from illness. It's just stress. The Chief Justice raised a very valid question when he pointed out that Sharif is not alone in feeling stress. All inmates feel that.
Sharif and his family have been embroiled in a series of corruption scandals for over 2 years. In July 2017, the Supreme Court ousted the three-time former Prime Minister from power for owning offshore assets. In December last year, Sharif was sentenced to 7 years in jail for failing to justify his business ventures in Saudi Arabia. The former Prime Minister always denied any wrongdoings. But for now, he and his supporters can heave a sigh of relief. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.